the commission given to the 70. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it; if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'The very dust of your city which clings to us we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city." Luke chapter 10 verses 1-12. With the call to ministry goes the authority. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Luke chapter 10 verses 17-20. The Great Commission to all believers. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Mark 16:14-20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Matthew chapter 28 verses 16-20. This is really important. You have to know this. The mission did not stop with the 12. It did not end with the 70. The risen Lord has extended his commission to all who believe in his name. From village streets to the ends of the earth, the message is the same: the kingdom of God has come near you. Preach the gospel of the kingdom, call the sinners to repentance, heal the sick, and demonstrate the authority of my name in the power of the Holy Spirit. But with the call comes the weight of responsibility. Jesus sends his messengers not with money, status, or ease, but with heaven's authority, the power of his name, and the urgency of eternity. The Lord still works with those who go. He still confirms his word with signs following. He still sends. He still saves. And he is with us always, even to the end of the age. We are to go in his name, in his authority, with his word through the power of his Spirit. Let no believer remain idle. The harvest is great. The time is short. The King is coming. Preach the gospel. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Make disciples of all nations. The commission continues, with you.